You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Strowman. Well, it is May, but that doesn't mean anything for the basketball-loving triangle, and in particular, the nation of Tar Heels. It is May, but let's talk basketball. Let's start off with UNC basketball. I'm really fascinated by the attention given to UNC's new class coming in this fall, 2019. I'm fascinated not in the sense of the amount of attention, but why this group is getting so much attention. Carolina recruits well every year. I know some people don't believe that. When Roy Williams doesn't secure that team of five-star athletes or that player who arguably could be a one-and-done and take his talents to the NBA after 1 year, or I should say one semester at UNC, some people feel that it's not a good year. But being a part of the Tar Heel Nation since 1983, I believe that every year is a good year for the Tar Heels. As in, I'm not buying into all those expectations. I'm not putting that pressure on Coach Williams and his staff to be at the Final Four every year or in the national championship game. I think he's done a tremendous job with his program. And so this year's class has been noted, has been applauded, and celebrated as one of his best ever. Well, after having five key players leave the Tar Heels this year, definitely a lot of attention was on what could Coach Williams do and his staff to fill the cupboard. Well, he's done a great job. Five-star recruit Cole Anthony, arguably the number one point guard in the country. Four-star Anthony Harris, and former Charleston Southern player Christian Keeling, and now William & Mary transfer Justin Pierce. And of course, they've got the big man, too. I won't even say his name because many people are talking about him so much that he's actually the key to the recruiting class. He's making phone calls, he's tweeting, he's doing all those things that would help him be successful at UNC by recruiting teammates. Well, with these key players coming in, what does this say about UNC basketball? First off, the comparisons to Duke and Kentucky now. Is UNC, is Coach Williams trying to turn into a one-and-done program so he can have immediate success? That is crazy. The success is already there. And how can you say no if UNC asks you to consider being a part of the program? So, he's had some wins with the top high school players, and he has not garnered their attention enough for them to sign on the dotted line and be Tar Heels. So, he's always been in the one-and-done game, but he hasn't been able to secure those big-namers like that school down the road. Have there been some Tar Heels that could have left after their first year? Probably, but they chose to stay, and they've helped us succeed. Well, these five players that are coming in are definitely what I would consider a good problem to have. When you think about the numbers, in particular the load up on one and two guards, I think it's a good problem to have. Some would say it's called over-recruiting. How are you going to make these players happy? Well, I say there needs to be a leveling of expectations. Coach Williams and his staff, they're there to teach these young men and to also prepare them for a career in the professional leagues. For those, of course, who have the talent to do so. So he'll work with them and he will manage their expectations and manage it well. Now, there's no doubt there's going to be more pressure to master chemistry. And that's why I'm a big believer. Another reason why I'm a big believer in sports psychologists. You've got a lot of young men out there who've watched their own tapes, their own film. They've been on ESPN. And so their egos self-inflicted, but also that inner circle of family and friends who are telling them that they are everything and they should play every moment. When you're resting on the bench, somebody else is beating you. That's what they're told. And sadly, some of them buy into that. So there might be a need for the coaches to do a little good cop, bad cop. One or two assistants might have to love up on them, hold them when they're sad, when they're upset, when they don't understand the leveling of expectations. That coach might have to be there in the middle of the night. They might have to be the one to talk some sense into the parents, the grands, the guardians. And then you'll need that bad cop who continues to stay on these players and tell them it's not good enough. One more sprint. One more set of free throws. One more time at the rebound drill. Stay on them. Discipline. I know that's what I benefited from the most. It's when you get that tough love. I'd also say that maybe it's time for a bonding trip. I don't think there's one scheduled for the Tar Heels this summer, but more so than ever. These Tar Heels need to go away, spend time with one another, learn each other's personalities, and help with the chemistry need. Because these guys that are coming in, they're used to having the ball in their hands. Who are going to be those one or two players that get frustrated with only getting 20 minutes? And of course, having to tell them that you're not as good as you thought you were, or those who love you told you that you were. The other consideration with this amazing group of recruits that are coming in is whether or not there's time for a system change. Coach Williams has built a very, very successful program, and most people who follow UNC basketball, they know it's all about the inside out. Most success comes from punching the ball in to a very dominant big man. Once that big man makes the decision to drop step, maybe pivot, turn, take a look, and if nothing's there, maybe a double or triple team comes, then you pass the ball out and there's a wide open J for the guard. Or even another pass, and you can shift that zone, or you could shift and have those guys playing man-to-man defense. They're out of position. It's a wide open shot. Is it time for Roy to do Kobe point part two? As in, roll the ball out and let these superstar players make things happen. Will we see a system change this fall? You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman on 97.9 The Hill. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We're talking UNC basketball. This segment, let's talk women's basketball. We all know the news. Carolina women's basketball has turned over the reins to Courtney Banghart. She signed a 5-year contract to lead the women to new heights. Well, let's talk about Courtney and her position with the Heels. There's no doubt she is bringing a very impressive resume. She was the 2015 Naismith National Coach of the Year. After she led Princeton, yes, Ivy League Princeton, to a 30-0 regular season record, and she's helped propel the Tigers to the NCAA tournament in 8 of the past 10 years. 8 of the past 10 years. In fact, she's also won 7 Ivy League titles along the way. In 12 years at Princeton, she's amassed a 254-103, as in 71% winning record, and an 82% winning record against Ivy League teams. Now, she did all this while emphasizing, of course, academics, service, and leadership. This past year, she won the Ivy League, and they played in the NCAA tournament, where they lost to Kentucky in the first round. SEC folks, Kentucky. They've been regular participants in the NCAA field, even though the Ivy League is typically a one-bid conference. Now, Princeton did flip the tables on that in the 2015-16 year when they made the NCAA tournament as an at-large bid. Courtney Banghart can coach. Well, welcome to the ACC. I definitely believe it's the best women's basketball conference in the country, but there are those who will still say that the SEC rules, and then, of course, you've got Connecticut and Stanford, perennial powerhouses. But in terms of top to bottom, I like what's going on the East and Mid-Atlantic coast. Well, what's going on in our league? When Notre Dame joined and Louisville joined, people were talking about football. The branding that they would bring, the amount of money they would bring because they're on TV, they win. Well, guess what? The biggest win for the league has been in women's basketball. Notre Dame under Muffet McGraw winning titles. Jeff Waltz at Louisville just sits raising the bar, the standard. And of course, always getting into the NCAA tournament and making it oftentimes to the final eight, if not the final four. Well, who else down the road? NC State. Wes Moore has turned that program around, and if you haven't had a chance to watch NC State women's basketball, you are missing something. I won't even say they're on the rise. They have risen. Syracuse, they are winning now. And of course, the Florida teams, as in Florida State and Miami, they have very, very good programs. So Banghart is walking into a league that has at least six teams, at least six, that will look at Carolina and say, I am not afraid. Let's play ball. We beat you before, and we will beat you again. Is that pressure? Well, that's what she signed up for. She was impressed with UNC. She's impressed with the ACC being a big basketball conference. Well, be careful what you ask for. Now, in terms of what Banghart could do, besides bringing her X's and O's, there is a player that we would love to have in the Carolina blue uniform. Interesting pedigree here, because she's actually Mark Allery. Yes, the Mark Allery, who played at Duke before playing in the NBA. His daughter, Bella Allery, is a 6'4" rising senior, and she has the chance to be the best player in Princeton's history. She's already won two Ivy League Player of the Year awards. Will she come to Chapel Hill with her coach? Some say if she were to do that, she would have done it by now. But if she's contemplating it, I can imagine it taking some time to figure it out. Because as a little sidebar, to play at your father's rival school. But Duke never recruited her out of high school. So that would be great fodder to think about if she were to come to Chapel Hill. Well, we've got Courtney Banghart, and I'm hoping that the Tar Heel Nation, and especially those who cheer, love, support women's basketball in a big way due to the previous coaching staff, that they roll up their sleeves and say, new day, let's support this program. Now, some people are questioning whether or not UNC Athletics is really committed to women's basketball, and for that matter, women's sports. Well, if you look at the winning records, these women who are coaching the sports, and Anson Dorrance, who has our women's soccer team, they are doing quite fine with or without the support. Others would say they have more than enough support. This is all about football and men's basketball anyway. And you don't make any money for the school, so why should we put more support in? Now, if you're old school and you look at UNC's facilities, You look at everything that's offered, the opportunities for top-notch nutrition, strength and conditioning, facilities, travel, all of that. Yes, UNC Athletics cares about women's sports, women's basketball, and has given them everything they could possibly need to win. So the comments about the salary not being high enough for Banghart, not having a formal press conference and just doing a phone call with the media, we really have to consider what is the motive behind that. Well, I say let's support Courtney Banghart. Let's welcome her to Chapel Hill. Let's show her what this sports conference, this basketball conference is all about. We'll clap loudly and for a long time if she can really, really take the academic focus to the new to another level, similar to what is happening at Stanford with Tara Vanderveer and her program and Muffet McGraw at Notre Dame. Let's pay attention to our coaching staff that she brings in, because they're going to be key to try to secure those 4 and 5 stars to get them to choose us versus these other programs that are succeeding academically and athletically at the top. And of course, let's see if she implements analytics, bringing in the players that can shoot the three, that can get to the free throw line, take good shots, effective field goal percentage, right, and take care of the ball, few turnovers. I will add that she has the opportunity to learn from the best. Karen Shelton, Donna Papa, and Jennifer Levy are right here in Chapel Hill. Let's go Heels! You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman on 97.9 The Hill. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. So we've been talking about UNC basketball, men's basketball. Again, to me, another solid year. The expectations are very, very high for Tar Heel Nation. The expectations are so high that people think every year, Coach Williams should take the Tar Heels to the Final Four. Well, we know there is a lot to put together to make that puzzle fit perfectly to win a national championship. Tar Heel Nation has been very, very blessed to win that title many times compared to some schools that are just hoping to make it to March Madness. So a big high five, a big fist bump to Coach Williams and his team. In terms of women's basketball, yes, it's time for a new era. It's time to get behind Coach Banghart and see what she can do to put that right piece in place to bring the Tar Heel Women's Basketball Nation back to regular appearances in March Madness. There's no doubt she's going to need help from all the fans, all the alums, all the people on campus who really, really care about women's sports. So let's see what Coach Banghart can do and how she can elevate women's basketball to being one of the top sports at Carolina. But not that there's competition, because clearly the coaches want each other's program to do well. But there's a lot going on with athletics at UNC, and it's not just varsity athletics. Some of you might not know that UNC fields 28 varsity teams. That's one of the highest number in the country. And when you think about sharing the pie, the resources, the money, the facilities, all the special things that go into creating and building and developing athletes, that money can run out. So that's why you need a Rams Club. You need people to give. Some people say that UNC should remove, get rid of some of the teams so that there's more money to go around to a fewer number of teams. But Bubba Cunningham is a big believer in broad-based athletic programs, giving lots of young people the opportunity to play at the top levels. Besides varsity athletics, we've got Campus Rec. It is one of the best Campus Rec programs in the country, allowing students, staff, and faculty to get involved with making sure their body feels good, looks good, and works well, an efficient machine. Check out Campus Rec. And I remember the days of intramural sports when I was a grad student at Carolina, winning that coveted Carolina Blue intramural championship t-shirt. I fought hard, but I think I got two of them. Very, very competitive. And so many young people who come to Carolina, having played varsity sports and excelled at varsity sports in their high schools, might not have the skill set to play at this level, on the varsity level, NCAA Division I, but they can certainly play their sport well. And that competition comes out in the intramurals program. And then lastly, sport clubs. Sport clubs are for those students who still want to compete against other universities. We've got some of the top sport clubs in the program that travel nationally to play sports that they love and to build teamwork, discipline, and all those great things that come with athletics. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman on 97.9 The Hill.